It all started, we created a reconciliation or a RAP plan in early 2011. And part of that is our community program. So in the past, we've obviously gone out and delivered footy clinics and things like that in schools. And so now we've expanded upon that a bit. And we're running like an engagement program. We're starting off with Aboriginal kids, but we're looking to expand. It's basically getting the kids to engage with school. And we're looking at three main things, firstly. Firstly, is attendance. We're trying to up the attendance. Second thing is being actively involved when they come to school, so they're not just sitting at the back of the classroom. They're getting actively involved in whatever lesson they're doing, whether English, maths, science, those sorts of things, whatever it is. And the third part is behaviour. So we're trying to encourage positive behaviours in the kids.
And when did this start?
So we started in the metro area in 2011, and we moved, expanded the program to Kalgoorlie here at the start of 2012. And we started off with two schools in 2012, and we're up to four this year. Yeah, something that we're very keen to make sure that we're not promising the kids stuff we can't deliver. We're actually making sure we're getting outcomes and results for the kids that are participating in the program. So we're not trying to get bigger and bigger and bigger. We're staying at a sustainable size. So we're making sure, basically, one of the phrases we say is, we're not going to promise the kids the world and give them an atlas sort of thing. We want to make sure what we're delivering is meaningful and the kids are actually getting something from it.
And so what kind of techniques are you using to instill those three things that you were talking about, the attendance and being actively involved and that behaviour?
Yeah, so what we do is we've got a local lady here who presents the program for us, and what we do is we do have rewards for kids that demonstrate consistent good attendance, and activity and involvement, engagement, I should say, levels in class and things like that. So we communicate with the schools, and we find out how the kids are going, and this is something we talk to the kids about as well. So they're not kept out of the loop. We talk to the kids about what's happening as well. So yeah.
And obviously, you guys have got the sporting connection. Is there much involvement of sport in this program?
Yeah. So what we do, the sessions run for about an hour. So what we do is the first half an hour, 40 minutes, is in class activity. So it might be a reading lesson, or it might be a math lesson. It might be a session where we look at team building or leadership skills and things like that. And then the last half hour or 20 minutes is physical activity. So we go out and promote the healthy lifestyle message of being active and not only the physical but the mental benefits of a healthy and active lifestyle can have.
And so you said you've got four schools that are involved in the program here. How many kids does that make up in Kalgoorlie?
I think it's about 80 at the moment.
And how have they responded to the program, do you think?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. The kids are so enthusiastic. It's been great. I come up once a term and catch up with the kids, and just their level of engagement is fantastic. They really enjoy what we're doing, and they look forward, and they remember who we are as well, which is fantastic. But and we talk to the kids about how are you enjoying it, what are you enjoying, what do you like doing. So they really seem to be engaged with the program, which is fantastic.
You say the kids are responding well to it. How do you find it impacts the players and yourself when you come up and see these kids?
The players, the guys really love it. They really do. They love we have a bit of a handball and a bit of a kick with the kids, and the guys, they really enjoy interacting with the kids, just having a chat to them, just about what's happening. That's another good part of it as well.